By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Rise and Shine. And every single day we have a new topic. Yes, alhamdulillah, the topics continue to change. We continue to bring new topics, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah, azzawajal, the beauty of it is that we always begin with the glorious Quran. We always begin by listening to the glorious Quran, as well as the Naad Sharif, the praise upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the most important thing. Whatever the scenario, whatever the situation, always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always say alhamdulillah. And yes, this is with the tongue, this is verbal. But also, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, physically thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by refraining from sins and performing good deeds. Two very, very important things. And inshallah, this is something we shall be speaking about today. Let's, inshallah, begin this day by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, jo nihayat meherban, rahm wala.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم.
اور جب عرض کی ابراہیم نے اے رب میرے مجھے دکھا دے تو کیوں کر مردے جلائے گا. فرمایا کیا تجھے یقین نہیں؟ عرض کی یقین کیوں نہیں؟ مگر یہ چاہتا ہوں کہ میرے دل کو قرار آ جائے. فرمایا تو اچھا, چار پرندے لے کر اپنے ساتھ ہلا لے, پھر ان کا ایک ایک ٹکڑا ہر پہاڑ پر رکھ دے, پھر انہیں بلا, وہ تیرے پاس چلے آئیں گے پاؤں سے دوڑتے, اور جان رکھ کہ اللہ غالب حکمت والا ہے.
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء واللہ واسع علیم.
ان کی کہاوت جو اپنے مال اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتے ہیں اس دانے کی طرح جس نے اگائیں 7 بالیں, ہر بال میں 100 دانے, اور اللہ اس سے بھی زیادہ بڑھائے جس کے لیے چاہے, اور اللہ وسعت والا علم والا ہے.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
وہ جو اپنے مال اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتے ہیں پھر دیے پیچھے نہ احسان رکھیں نہ تکلیف دیں ان کا نیک یعنی اجر و ثواب ان کے رب کے پاس ہے اور انہیں نہ کچھ اندیشہ ہو نہ کچھ غم.
قول معروف ومغفرة خیر من صدقة يتبعها اذى والله غنی حلیم.
اچھی بات کہنا اور درگزر کرنا اس خیرات سے بہتر ہے جس کے بعد ستانا ہو اور اللہ بے پرواہ حلم والا ہے.
یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتکم بالمن والأذى كالذی ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
اے ایمان والو اپنے صدقے باطل نہ کر دو احسان رکھ کر اور ایذا دے کر اس کی طرح جو اپنا مال لوگوں کے دکھاوے کے لیے خرچ کرے اور اللہ اور قیامت پر ایمان نہ لائے تو اس کی کہاوت ایسی ہے جیسے ایک چٹان کہ اس پر مٹی ہے اب اس پر زور کا پانی پڑا جس نے اسے نرا پتھر کر چھوڑا. اپنی کمائی سے کسی چیز پر قابو نہ پائیں گے اور اللہ کافروں کو راہ نہیں دیتا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز و جل. That was the recitation of the glorious Quran. We were on 260 something, my dear viewers, was the verse 260 something, which means that inshallah azza wa jal, maybe this week we shall complete the recitation of the second chapter of the glorious Quran. Yes, we are on the third para, the third part of the glorious Quran, but inshallah azza wa jal, very soon we shall complete the listening to the second chapter of the glorious Quran, which is with surah. By chapter we refer to surah. With surah is the second chapter. All of you quickly, those who are together, you can look at each other, ask each other, which surah is the second chapter of the glorious Quran? The first is Surah Al-Fatiha. What's the second one? Ask each other, how many of you know it? If you don't know it, why don't you know it? The second chapter, the second surah of the glorious Quran is the surah of the cow, Surah Al-Baqarah. Yes, it is known as the surah of the cow. MashaAllah, we did listen to the event of the cow itself. And just now they mentioned Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the miracle which he wished, which he desired to see, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and also the importance of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving your... Now, it is the wealth of Allah ta'ala, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us whatever we have, whatever we possess, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given it to us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody was to give you £100, or was to ask for £2, you would happily give that person £2. Now, everything we have, that which is of a price like money, etc., wealth, and also those things which are priceless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us things which are priceless. Our eyes. These are blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these eyes. If I was to say, give me your eye, I'll give you £1 million, would you? A person would not give his eye even for £1 million. That's why they say eyes, our body parts, organs. These things, these are priceless, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all this. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not that we can ever truly repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what is our duty? That which is expected from us. That these same eyes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and this is the example of the eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to be careful as to which objects we set these upon, which things we look at. Those things we are not supposed to be looking at, not looking at those things. The ears which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, how can we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By not listening to things we should not be listening to. By not listening to things we shouldn't be listening to. Allahu Akbar. Not listening to music. Not listening to backbiting. Not listening to bad conversations. Not wasting our time and day views. Not listening into other people's conversations. Those things which are, as you would say, none of our business. Refraining from those things. Similarly, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we can make use of, inshallah, for good, and we must make use of for good, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, coming back to the spending. So these are the physical things, and inshallah, this is our topic today, inshallah. How we should refrain from sins, how we should act and do good deeds, inshallah. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us not only our body, but other things in order for us to maintain our body, in order for us to maintain our surroundings, in order for us to maintain our life, to keep living. And what are these things? Food. Each and every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us food. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us food every single day. If somebody else comes and gives you some food, yes, he is giving you it, but it is only by the will and the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In actual fact, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is giving it to us. If we have wealth, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given it to us. And this same wealth which we have, we must give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, a share we must give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By giving it towards those things, by contributing towards those things which spread the deen of Islam, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the belief in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those things which are Islamic, those things aiding the deen, those things or those people who are spreading the deen, by aiding them, by helping them. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we've started this off, subhanallah, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, where to give? Many people have so many questions. Where should I give it? There are people who are in Africa, the people in Asia, people who are hungry. You know, we wish to give it towards a world. Some would say we wish to sponsor a student. Some would say we wish to give it towards the poor who don't have no food. Wherever you wish to give it towards, alhamdulillah, azzajal, Da'at Islami provides these opportunities. Please do contribute, my dear viewers of the channel. Let's move to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds. Really, my dear viewers, he is the greatest of mankind. He should be the peace of our hearts and minds. He is the most generous and kind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Na'at Sharif of the beloved Rasul Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina,
Madina.
میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا میں ہے،
میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں، میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے،
میری الفت مدینے سے کیوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے،
پھر مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو، موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو، موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پرواہ نہ ہو، کاش ایک بار سرکار مجھ سے کہے اب تیرا جینا مرنا مدینے میں ہے،
میری الفت مدینے سے کیوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے،
عرش اعظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے، روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے، روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے، جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں، ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے،
مدینے سے کیوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے،
سرور دو جہاں مدعا ہے میرا، ہاں بدو چشم تر مدعا ہے میرا، ہاں بدو چشم تر مدعا ہے میرا، ان کی فہرست میں میرا بھی نام ہو، جن کا روزانہ جانا مدینے میں ہے،
میری الفت مدینے سے کیوں ہی نہیں، میرے
جب نظر سوئے طیبہ روانہ ہوئی، ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جان بھی گئی، ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جان بھی گئی، میں مونی رب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے، میرا سارا اثاثہ مدینے میں ہے،
میری الفت مدینے سے کیوں ہی نہیں، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے، میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have just listened to it, mashallah, a beautiful Naz Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, what is today's topic? Today's topic is let's give up sins. My dear viewers, we are humans. Alhamdulillah, we are humans. Although many of us may not act like humans, but yes, alhamdulillah, we are humans, and the humans are the best of creation, my dear viewers. They're the best of the creation. And being human, we make mistakes. We make mistakes. We commit sins. It said that all of the children of Adam alayhi salam, they are all sinners. As in the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed it is only the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and messengers who are sinless. You know, they are ma'asum, they cannot commit sin. But other than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all sinners. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has told us that we are all sinners. We all commit sins, my dear viewers. We all make mistakes. And this is the beauty, is that there is one thing making a mistake, something which is you do not do voluntarily, something which is not done on purpose, something which is done accidentally, that forgetfulness and mistakes, these are forgiven. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, that He has forgiven the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from forgetfulness, from making mistakes. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, sadly, what happens is these mistakes are not always inadvertent. They are not always non-voluntary. We commit sins, and these are things we do on purpose. And there are various reasons as to why we commit sins. That's a separate thing. But generally, we all commit sins. We are all humans, and we commit sins. And we shouldn't think of it as not, it's fine to commit sins. It doesn't mean it's fine to commit sins, normally, viewers. It can never be fine. It wouldn't be considered a sin if it was fine to commit a sin. No, ma'azallah. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we have been given rules, we have been given laws. Wherever you are in the world, there are rules, there are laws you must go by. In whichever country you are, in the world, in any country, there are rules, there are laws. Yes, in some countries, they are maintained more than others. But in every single country, there are laws. Not only just countries. In every organization, there are some sort of laws. In every firm, there are some sort of laws. Even within every possibly family. Yes, there may be a few exceptions, but generally, there are laws in every household. There are laws, there are rules. Mutually agreed things. Every relationship. Even within relationships, there are rules, there are laws, my dear viewers. Similarly, in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the glorious Quran through the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The traditions, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a role model for us. Somebody to look towards. Somebody to teach us, somebody to give us the rulings. So even in Islam, we have rules, we have laws. We have the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beauty of it. And this is something you must never forget. This is something you must never forget. That sometimes we feel that things are hard. You know, abiding by a religion, alhamdulillah, the religion of Islam, that sometimes we may think, oh, it's hard going by the rules, it's strict. There's one thing you really, really must understand, my dear. Firstly, it's not hard, it's not strict. But that, inshallah, I shall come to in a moment. First, what we must understand is that yes, there are rules for everything, there are laws for everything. Islam has rules, it has its laws. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, where we find that in countries or wherever we are across the world, that there are flaws, there are mistakes, there are problems in the regulations, in the laws. And these are gradually and over time, these are improved in order to remove any problems which they may, any sort of system may be facing. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Islam is that deen, Islam is that religion where the laws, they do not require any improvement. the laws, the regulations, you can say, the rules of Islam, they are absolutely perfect. They are absolutely perfect. There's not a slight amount, nothing which needs amending. Alhamdulillah. There are some things which are undeclinable, some things which do not change. For example, the 5 daily salah. And there are some things, not drinking alcohol is another example. And there are some things which they are free, which could be changed. And this is, alhamdulillah, why we have the fiqh, why we have the schools of thought, why we have the mujtahidun, where some things have been left open for things to change over time. And this is the beauty of this religion, my dear viewers. There are some things which are certain. There are some things which are certain and some things which are flexible. This is what we must understand. That whatever is certain, remember this, whatever the rules of Islam are, it is for our good. It is for our good. And those things which have been prohibited, those two are for our good. Really, those two are for our own good. And we can see this. Take any example, my dear viewers. Alcohol. Alcohol is prohibited. And it's said that there is some good in alcohol. But drinking alcohol is prohibited. Alcohol is prohibited. We all understand this. We all know this. And this is for our good. I remember reading that, if I remember correctly, that 80% of the crime in this country, this is, I can speak about the United Kingdom, and in other places, you know, it may be more or less, but in this country, it says that 80% of the crime which takes place, the number one reason is alcohol. Yes, my dear viewers, on the channel, the number one reason is alcohol. And in the glorious Quran, we have been told that alcohol is prohibited. We are not allowed to drink alcohol, not any intoxicant whatsoever. Anything which intoxicates a person. When a person does not understand what he is doing any longer. Intoxicants are haram. This is one example I'm giving. To show what? That whatever is allowed in Islam, this is for our betterment. Whatever is not allowed in Islam, this too is for our betterment. And alhamdulillah, Islam is perfect in every single way. In every single way, alhamdulillah, really, Islam is perfect. Our deen is perfect. And there are some things which there's no change, there's no difference. There are solid rules. We must perform, we must act upon. And there are some things which we must refrain from. This is really beautiful, isn't it? And there are some things which are flexible. There are some things which are open and flexible, my dear viewers, which specific rulings were not given. And this itself is a mercy. It's a mercy for the Ummah. That we have four schools of thought. We have the Ahnaf. These are the four schools. That you go by one of these schools of thought. By that of Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit Abu Hanifa, the Ahnaf, the Hanafis, as we would say. The Shafi'is, as we would say. Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. We have Hazrat Malik bin Anas radiallahu anhu. And the people who follow Hazrat Malik bin Anas would be known as Malikis. And Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu. The people who follow him would be known as Hanbalis. So there are some things which are flexible, and this itself is beautiful. So my dear viewers, whatever regulations in any place, whatever laws they are susceptible to change, where they require improvement. With different times, they become out of date. It requires a reform. Sometimes it tends towards revolutions. Whereas the deen of Islam, alhamdulillah, is perfect in every way, in every single way, alhamdulillah. It is no such thing as it becoming out of date. No. Alcohol was prohibited 1400 years ago and since when it was prohibited. And alcohol is still prohibited now and always will be prohibited. Performing 5 daily prayers, performing our salah 5 times a day. This is for our benefit. There are benefits of performing ablution, etc. Of washing ourselves. Remember, even in this country, in England, I'm just giving an example of England, subhanAllah. But even in this country, which was, you know, Great Britain, why is it known as Great Britain? But nevertheless, Madhavi was Great Britain, which, you know, they considered themselves great. But even within this country, people would not even wash their hands after going to the bathroom. 60, 70 or so years ago. Yes, people would not do so. They would consider, they would be very, very wary before taking a shower, taking a bath. They would consider it strange if somebody from abroad, you know, you did get some countries where in Asia, in some countries, for example, in Japan, I don't know why I'm coming to this, but nevertheless, those people, they would look after in terms of cleanliness, they would wash on things. So if some foreigners would come, these people would think they're strange. They're having showers or they're having a bath, they're asking for hot water. Why? So my dear viewers of Madinah channel, Alhamdulillah, Islam has the perfect rules, the perfect guidelines. Everything is perfect. Praying our daily salah, when we first, we must wash ourselves. We must be in a state of purity. And then pray our salah. Just praying the salah itself, just the actions themselves, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, this is good, not only for us spiritually, we gain reward, etc., but also for our own physical body. It's good, really. It has its own scientific benefits. 1400 years ago, that was necessary to pray the 5 daily prayers. Today, it is necessary. Fasting, this is something which many people are beginning to adopt. It's not something we would really find amongst the non-Muslims. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, fasting is mandatory, is obligatory, is first upon every, you know, every Muslim when he meets the requirements, the conditions. So as Muslims, we must fast. And we fast 30 days a month. And this is the minimum, 29 or 30, depending on the days of the month. But during the month of Ramadan, we must fast. Fasting was mandatory, was obligatory upon us 1400 years ago and is now. And fasting up until now, even physically, generally, for our health, our mental health, and our physical health, fasting is very healthy, very good for us. People have begun to fast nowadays. Why? Because they see its benefits. And it said, again, I think it's 80%, again, 80% of, which I've read in a book, that 80% of stomach illnesses are due to the food we are eating. And when we are fasting, it detoxifies our body. It's a detox, as you would say, my dear viewers. So this is the beauty of Islam, really, that all of these orders which have been given, all of these rulings within our deen, these are just a few examples I considered. All of these rulings within Islam are for our benefit. And these are such things which will never change. We must fast during the month of Ramadan. We must refrain from alcohol, backbiting, all of these things. And inshallah, maybe we shall touch upon them. But the point I was trying to come to is that our deen, our religion is perfect. Whatever is obligatory or mandatory upon us, we must do, and that's for our benefit. That's for our benefit. And those things which we have been ordered to refrain from, sins, these we must refrain from. And this too is for our benefit. Yes, this too is for our benefit. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, as we said, that humans, being humans, we commit many sins. But now we must also think that we commit many sins. I have done such and such sin. But what can I do to either the sin which I have already performed? What can I do to alleviate myself from the burden of that sin? One thing. And secondly, from committing sins in the future, what can I do to protect myself from committing sins in the future? Two very, very important things, my dear viewers of Mother Day Channel. Let's move to our daily reminder and then we shall touch upon these. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I'm going to mention to you a few hadiths of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And these hadiths have been mentioned regarding the importance of the rights of people, huququl ibad. And the rights of people are very, very important for every Muslim to act upon them as well. The first hadith has been quoted in Sunan Ibn Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, his blood, it is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Now what a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explaining to us the maqam, the status of a Muslim. Now this Muslim, even if he's just a normal lame person, but he is a Muslim, look at the status. I'm the best person. No one is better than me. So and so, he's no better than me. My caste is better than him. Our ground is better than him. Our village is better. You know, all these kind of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then that person is a cruel person. He thinks of other people as below him. Second hadith, quoted in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he asks the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment, because neither any dirham nor dinar will be there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away from him equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred into the account of the violator. We find it hard, don't we? We find it hard to go up to someone and say, look, I'm really sorry. I swore at you. I'm really sorry. I hit you. I broke your heart. I said this to you. We find it hard now. But just let me tell you, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it's going to be very, very hard on the day of judgment to convince that person to forgive us. What will happen? Your good deeds will be given to that person to please him. And if you don't have any good deeds left, then his bad deeds will be given to you because you are the one who violated his rights. Now, just think to yourself, it was easy going up to someone and saying sorry to him. It's going to be really, really difficult on the day of judgment. So please, don't let the shaitan and your nafs, your ego, come in between you and saying sorry to that person. Just go up to him. That person could be anyone. It could be your little brother. It could be, you know, your student if you are the teacher. If you are the parent, you know, it's better to say sorry to your children if you have violated their rights, because on the day of judgment, we will never be able to repay them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us that beautiful character that people not run away from us, but they come close to us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us steadfast on Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. That was our daily reminder by our respected Hafiz Rifaqul Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Dear viewers, today we are talking about giving up sins. So we said that there are two things. There is one, refraining from committing sins, protecting ourselves from sins.
And the second Madivya was trying to relieve the burden of the sins we have already committed. These are two very important things, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall touch upon. But the first, just consider yourself Madivya Zumbadan, inshallah, just imagine. Imagine that most of us will be working, most of us will be people who have jobs. Or we would understand what it would be like to have a job. You know, you do some sort of work for another person. And you are given some sort of payment for that. Now, in your job, there are rules. You must go by those rules. If your boss was to tell you to not do particular actions, you would not be allowed to do certain actions. You're not allowed to eat at a specific time, for example. And if you were caught doing that, then there would be some sort of, you know, you'd possibly be reprimanded, whatever it may be. Now, everywhere, as we said, everywhere there are rules, Madhaviyyus of Madhaviyyus, inshallah. And one person, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this person, he advises another. You know, a person comes up to him and he says to him that I'm committing sins, so what shall I do? So he gives him some advice. And this advice is beautiful, Madhaviyyus of Madhaviyyus. Really, this advice is beautiful. If you're going to go to somebody's house, and you're going to disrespect that person, how do you think that is? Undoubtedly, that's really bad. It's better you stay out of his house than disrespecting, than you disrespecting him in his own house. You eating his food and then disrespecting him. If he's giving you money, he's giving you sustenance, and then you're disrespecting him. It's better you leave his house. And by the way, it doesn't mean leave his house and disrespect him. I'm not trying to justify any sort of disrespect whatsoever. But I'm just saying, isn't that much worse, my dear viewers? That if somebody was to feed you, and even then you are being bad to them. Now, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, he gives this person advice. And he says to him, when you have a firm intention, when you think about committing sin, when you think about and you make a firm intention, I'm going to do something wrong. I'm going to harm a person. I'm going to say something bad about somebody. When you think about this, that I'm going to do something which is a sin. I'm going to go drink alcohol. I'm going to watch a movie. Anything, things which are considered bad. He says to him that whenever you have the firm intention to commit a sin, then stop eating from the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine this. If I think of committing a sin, then, okay, commit the sin, stop eating from the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is giving you this sustenance. You are taking from it, you are eating, and then you are committing a sin too. This is if you do wish to commit a sin, stop eating from the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one thing. He says, if you think of committing a sin, then leave the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to some other place and commit a sin there. We would be thinking, how can we stop eating? How can we leave the land? He says to him, if you wish to commit a sin, then go to a place where Allah Ta'ala can't see you. Go to a place where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can't see me. He says, do not, if you think of committing a sin, then what you should do is, when Israel, just have this mindset that when Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, the angel, when Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to take your soul, the Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, comes to take your soul, then say to the angel of death, okay, before you take my soul, let me do a few things and then come and take my soul. Let me first repent or do whatever I wish to do and then come and take my soul. So the fourth thing. Again, we're thinking, wow. He continues to advise him. He says, that when you go into the grave, if you really think of committing a sin, then to think about it, that when you go into the grave, make sure what you do then is tell Munkar and Nakir, the two angels of the grave, tell Munkar and Nakir to go away. Tell them to leave you. Don't ask me questions. Don't question you in the grave. Tell them to leave you. Again, you know, even the viewers, you must be astonished. What is he talking about? He says, on the day of judgment, if you really think of committing sins, then on the day of judgment, when you are ordered to enter the fire of hell, then refuse to go to the fire of hell. A person thinking, what are you talking about? How can I give up eating sustenance? The person cannot remain alive. Even oxygen itself is sustenance. How long can we survive without oxygen? We can survive a few minutes. If we're lucky, a few minutes, my dear viewers. And some people can train themselves. You know, they can even go up until half an hour or so. But, you know, these limits. 1 hour, nobody in the world, 1 hour can last without oxygen. And even the oxygen, even them lasting is by making use of the oxygen they have in their body. Sustenance. We cannot refrain from water for 3 days. Food possibly a month. We cannot continue living without sustenance, without food, without drink, without oxygen, etc. So how can a person stop eating? We cannot leave the earth. How are we going to leave the land of Allah Ta'ala? Everything is the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All of the planets, they are all the land of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It all belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How can we leave the land of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? How can we go to a place where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala cannot see us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basir, he can see everything. There's nothing he cannot see. How can we say to the angel of death, he's not going to ask us permission before taking our soul, he will take our soul. How can we ask the angel of death for some time? The angels, the Munkar and Nakir, they won't just enter our grave, they'll rip through the walls to come into the grave. How can we tell them to leave? Do you think they will answer our request? On the day of judgment, when we are ordered, if we are ordered, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from this, to go into the fire of hell, how can we refuse? We shall be dragged into the fire of hell. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham is saying that if you know that you cannot stop taking the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you know that you cannot last without food and drink, if you know that you cannot leave the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were to sin, you'll have to continue taking the sustenance from Allah and remain in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were to sin, you would not be able to go to a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you everywhere. If you were approached by the angel of death, you would not be able to refuse him. The angel of death was to come to you, you would not be able to refuse him. If you were to enter your grave, a Munkar and Nakir were to come, you would not be able to send them away, then why are you committing sins? This is what he says to him. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Islam, we shall continue. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, As evident from the glorious Quran, there is no way one can even begin to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we are just incapable of doing so. But what is within our capability is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these many blessings. And a great gesture of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these blessings in the way they are meant to be used. Inshallah azza wa jal. In today's daily hadith, we will hear of two great invaluable blessings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two blessings which the people do not make the most of. What are those two blessings? As-siha wal-faraga. It is health and free time. Subhanallah, health and free time, indeed two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, shukr, thankfulness, appreciation will only begin when we use these two blessings in the way they are meant to be used. And we have been educated throughout the glorious Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf Salihin in how we should make the most of our time and health, which definitely is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone can easily understand the fact that Allah ta'ala has given us time and health, and this time and health, it should serve a purpose, and that purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Considering this, the question is, are we putting our good health and our free time to use accordingly? We should try contemplating and pondering over this question today, inshallah. As the saying goes, the only time we realize the true value of a gift is when we lose it. So dear viewers of Rise and Shine, let it not be that we only realize the value of these two things when it is close to depart away from us, when we are about to lose our time in this dunya, or we are about to become ill. After evaluating our time, we surely will come to realize of how much time we are wasting and how we could be putting that time to good use in accomplishing our purpose in this dunya. In the hereafter, the people of Jannah, they will regret. They will regret the free time they wasted in this world, which could have been spent in achieving a higher status, a higher position in Jannah. So let's try to make our time valuable. Every second that passes by shall never return. We must put this good time in use, primarily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we should try to make these gradual improvements in our lives. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with health and leisure. Now we should at the minimum make dua in the court of Allah to allow us to embrace these blessings rightfully. Ameen bijahi an-nabiy al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza jal, you are watching Rise and Shine, and mashallah azza jal, we have a guest from Birmingham. Yes, Madani viewers of Madani Channel, we have a guest from Birmingham. This is none other than our respected mashallah Abdul Hannan. By may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. Shabazz bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you? Are you okay? I hope you are well as well.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Firstly, barakallah for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for giving us some time. Abdul Hanan bhai, let's give up sins.
Shabazz bhai, alhamdulillah, I was listening to you regarding the waqia and the advice of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi. Such a beautiful piece of advice. And, you know, one thing it made me think at that moment was that the pious people, rahimahullah, they are a great means of us giving up sins. And the company of the pious, rahimahullah, is always a means of turning away from sins. And, you know, if you look at different narrations, you will find that the people who were committing sin, that person who committed 99 murders, Where was he told to go? He was told to go in the company of the pious. Why? Because that would be in a place of repentance. That would be in a place of turning away from such great severe sins like murder. And, you know, alhamdulillah, the company of the pious is always a great means of giving up sin. You know, that's, and alhamdulillah, if you look at it, our time, Shaykhah Tariqah Tamila Sunnah Damat Barakatun Naliya, so many people who spend their lives in sins, about coming into the company of Amir-e Sunnat Damat Barakatum Laliya, is was that little moment was the means of them giving up sins. So we find that the company of the pious people of Allah, the walis of Allah, are a great means of giving sins. If someone really sincerely wants to give up sins, then I think the best advice would be that the company of the pious. Haja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi says a very beautiful thing regarding company. He says that good company is better than good actions, and bad company is worse than bad actions. You know, that you could find that the effect of good company would be that this at times could be better than good actions, and it takes someone out of that darkness of sins and brings them towards piety.
Good company is better than good actions, and bad company is even worse than bad actions. Allahu Akbar, that's beautiful. But Abdul Hanan bhai, for those youngsters who may be out there, what would you say to them? How can they find good company?
We're in a very difficult time, to be honest with you. Finding good company, it's not easy. And, you know, you have to look at specific things, specific actions to be in a good company. You know, especially little things, we consider them as little. The little things as people speaking lies, swearing, backbiting. You know, those are the things people need to be away from. And if you see that your friends are doing this, then understand that those are not good company. And other things like if your friends, the company, your circle you're being in, they're missing their prayers, and it should automatically wake someone up and make them think, okay, you know, this is not good company. And even if you go into school, I don't know how schools are nowadays, because it's been a long time when I went to school. But I remember there was only a handful of people from the whole school which were actually praying namaz, you know.
Nowadays, it's possibly not even a handful. I think mine's just a little closer to you. Obviously, it's been some time since I've been to school too, but nevertheless, it's less than a handful. We do, alhamdulillah, because universities are quite huge, we do have more people in universities who do pray, etc. Alhamdulillah. But generally in schools, especially at that age, universities, people begin to learn about Islam a little more, and they practice a little more. But overall, even universities, if you compare it to the overall Muslim population, then it's close to nothing, no doubt about it.
It sometimes feels like, Shabazz Bhai, is that it's better to be on your own in such a time which we are living in. Because, see, whatever the company is, that's what makes the person. That's what the person.
But Hanan bhai, you, as you know, mashallah, you've been in Dawat Islam even much longer than me, for a very long time. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and grant us both steadfastness within this mahol, within the environment of Dawat Islami. Abdul Hanan bhai, would you not say that alhamdulillah we do have brothers from Dawat Islam in possibly every city? I'm not saying specifically there has to be every single city, but in all the major cities, especially where there is a Muslim population. So there is that possibility, isn't there? Yes, and alhamdulillah, those people who are part of that, we're not saying they're perfect. You know, there will be a lot of us, we're all human. There'll be a lot of us who commit sin, we do wrong, we make mistakes. But as everybody makes mistakes, but alhamdulillah, the brilliance of it is that those people who are part of Dawat Islami, they are part of an organization. So they are regularly given a reminder. Yes, I will commit sin. Yes, I will do wrong. But alhamdulillah, I always have a reminder reminding me that I should refrain from things, that I should do such things. So we're not saying, yes, if I'm somebody from Dawat Islami, they're going to be perfect. No. They will have their shortcomings. We're all humans. We'll all have our shortcomings. But alhamdulillah, they're given a constant reminder. And this is what we require. We require a constant reminder. So be with such people. For the, and alhamdulillah, for brothers and sisters. So the brothers, mashallah, they can join the ijtimaas, and there's also sisters who can join the separate sister gatherings too. So there is the opportunity to have a mahol even within this country. This is the United Kingdom, for example. And for other people in other countries, it may be less. And some, for some, it may be even more. They may have more of opportunity. But for those people, Abdul Hanan, what would you say? I would say to them that if it is less in your country, then why don't you increase it? Because Abdul Hanan, it is the duty of everybody, isn't it? Me, you, whoever's watching TV. It's not only my duty here or Abdul Hanan's duty to teach the religion of Islam. It's not only our duty, no. It is your duty too. Those people who are in other fields, it is their duty too. If you're a doctor, but you're still a Muslim, what's first? You're still a Muslim, it's still your duty to spread Islam. If you're a barrister, yes, you may be a barrister, but you're still a Muslim. If you're a Muslim, it's your duty to spread Islam. If you're sitting at home, you are a Muslim. It is your duty to spread Islam. And Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami gives this opportunity. So if there is not such in your community, then inshallah, call out the brothers, set something up. Why not organize something? Why not make something? Especially now, nowadays, it's becoming difficult for our children too. Their upbringing, for them to be attracted towards Islam. It's difficult because people are no longer showing the true traits of a Muslim. Adil Hanamba, what do you have to say?
Okay, no doubt, Shabazz Bhai. And Alhamdulillah, along with that as well, where you can be in the company of Dawat Islami, we're in a time where of social media, you don't have to physically be in a company. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is a company also. Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, you can upload and watch many clips of Muballighins of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, within the place you are in, on your mobile phone, on your screen, on your television, Alhamdulillah. This is also being in good company. Now, for example, you sitting here, I am in the company of you now, and Alhamdulillah, gaining your blessings and the reminders and the Madani foods which you are delivering. So this is also company as well, Alhamdulillah. And try to benefit from this. If you can't physically be in a company, but at least connect through social media, connect through Madani channel with Dawat Islami, inshallah, these reminders will get us into that situation where we can give up sins, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Abdul Hanan Bhai, Jazakallahu khairah for your time. Any, inshallah, last words? I know, mashallah, you've said enough, but yes.
I think the main thing is dedication. You know, what I would say is, if anyone wants to give up anything, you know, he has to be dedicated to do it. The example I normally give is if someone who's a smoker, and you know, you find that someone spent 30, 40 years of their life smoking, and then all of a sudden that person, he gives up within a moment. You know, he gets rid of the cigarette, he throws everything away within that short time, and he 40 years of a habit is given up in that one little moment. You know, we have to be dedicated. If you want to give up sin, we have to have that mentality. We can't say, if you find people even smoking and they're saying, okay, I'll cut down to 3, I'll cut down to 2, and then they go back up to 5, and then they go back up to 10. So they have to be, you know, you have to have that full dedication. I'm going to give it up, that's it. And then inshallah, you see the help of Allah will come inshallah.
Subhanallah, very, very important. You try, and then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, this is our respected Abdul Hanan, Jazakallahu khairah for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, your children as well, inshallah, your entire family, and also that of the viewers of Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, being Muslims, we have restrictions too. This is something we must understand, which are ultimately good for us, which are ultimately beneficial for us. And we must, one thing, refrain from sins. We must refrain from sins. And it does not mean that we cannot enjoy our life. Please remember this. Do not think that being a Muslim, you cannot enjoy your life. Really, you can enjoy your life. For those who are thinking they can't, they should really get in contact, inshallah, and we can give them an entire list as to, yes, how they can be practicing and also enjoy themselves. Alhamdulillah. Honestly, there's so much. It's not all about TV. This is the sad thing, is that our lives are just evolving around the TV. Then we are very, very limited. because there's always wrong on TV, things we are not allowed to watch. It is replete, full of things which we shouldn't be watching. Alhamdulillah, we have Madani channel. But do remember, there are so many more things you can do. You can enjoy yourself. There are many ways to enjoy yourself. But always remember that if you are to enjoy yourself, this shouldn't be at the expense of committing sins. You should refrain from sins. Remove sins from whatever it is you are doing. If you, you know, are going to play or something, whatever you are doing, just make sure it is not affecting your prayers. It is not affecting your salah. Those things you must do, we must perform. That's all for now. Allahu Akbar. My viewers, we have a fund promo. Let's watch this before we do end. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The investor is the one who invests at a place where he receives the maximum return. And which other return will be better than the return that we will get on the day of judgment, the day when all of us will be in need of pious deeds? That is the day when our pious deeds will become useful for us and will become a means of our salvation. How great it would be for us to invest in Madarisul Madina and Jamiatul Madina of Dawat-e Islami, where students are acquiring the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, where students are learning how to recite the Holy Quran, they are memorizing the Holy Quran, Jamiatul Madina, where students are becoming the scholars of Islam and they will be our future guides. Just imagine of reaping the reward of all the Hufaz-e Karam, all the Qari Sahiban, all the scholars in future when they spread the light of Islam, the light of the knowledge of Islam all across, then inshaAllah you will also have a share in it. Why? Because you will have donated towards it. Spend in his way from the wealth that he has given you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give more barakah in your wealth. He will give more blessings in your sustenance. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, these pious deeds that we will accumulate in our book of deeds will also help us on the day of judgment, when the sun will be only a quarter miles away, when there will be no shade except the shade of Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when no one will help each other, only good or bad deeds will accompany you. So invest for that very day which matters the most for all of us, and attain mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter.
Dawat Islami UK Nafila. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363538. IBAN GB76LOYD30977 3436358. BIC LOYD GB2108.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, rise and shine. That was a fun promo. Alhamdulillah, things, these require, it requires money, doesn't it? The world turns, the world goes round, it requires money to go round, as you know, as it said. But similarly, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, even Madani Channel, it is running on your funds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel. So please do contribute towards this, and hopefully we can also have better programs too in the future. That's all for now. Continue to watch Madani Channel. We shall be returning tomorrow. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.